Good afternoon. Right. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're going to talk more about karma, because karma is what it's all about. Today's topic is called the end of karma, or when you know it's finished. When you know you're finished working out a problem or a lesson or an issue with a person, with a relationship, with a marriage, with a friendship. When you know it's finished, the end of karma, and what the results are. So very, very good topic for that particular issue. And we did have probably one of the worst quakes to ever occur in American history occur in San Francisco last week. If you are a regular listener to the Astrology Hour, you will be aware that for the last year, because of these cardinal transits, because of Saturn and Uranus and Neptune in Capricorn, that the audience of Astrological Metaphysical Radio has been announced several times of earthquake watches and warnings for Southern California, because LA's chart has early cardinals in it, early Uranus in Cancer, like 1 or 2 degrees. I don't pay much attention to Northern California's chart, but undoubtedly, from what I hear from other astrologers, San Francisco has a chart with a focus of cardinal signs between 8 and 11 degrees. And with all those planets, with Jupiter in Cancer on one end, exactly opposite two major planets, Saturn and Neptune, that are on the complete other side of the Earth, and then Mercury and the Sun in the middle, tugging between all of them, obviously it did trigger a fault change in the fault. We did have an earthquake watch last week, as recent as last week on the Astrology Hour. We were very, very close in many of our earthquake predictions for Southern California within 2 days, sometimes within 1 day in the last 6 years. This is an earthquake season astrologically, so we will hold tight and brace. I heard from Monica up in San Francisco, and she said she was okay, but most people up there that were involved in that quake are frightened. I wonder what happens to real estate values when there's an earthquake, because one wonders if you should buy real estate in an area where all the homes have just been cracked. You know, so pretty scary. You know, can you imagine buying a home in Southern California for $400,000 and having a 7-point quake the next week, and suddenly that house, a lot of people don't want to move in that area for some reason after that. So, you know, we'll stay on top of it. The earthquake watch is still in effect. And as long as Jupiter is opposition Saturn and Neptune, which is going to go on for 6 months, I'll be honest with you, I'm really expecting a lot more than this San Francisco quake. In other words, I am expecting some critical earthquakes in California, particularly possibly affecting Japan or Mexico or Central America, maybe even some parts in Europe. But the Earth's position right now astrologically is in a stress flux mode, which does affect the shelves and the plates of this planet, and will create major shifts like what happened in yesterday's quake. It's very unusual for a quake to occur at sundown, but usually they occur either at sunrise or at sunset. So oftentimes the movement of the sun to the horizon of the city involved will trigger that quake. A lot of times we see quakes in LA at 6 or 7 or 8 in the morning, and in San Francisco or other places in the evening. So astrologically we can't explain these. And if you do listen to the Astrology Hour regularly, you will be aware that we did make an earthquake watch last week, you know, for Southern California. I didn't pay attention to Northern California's chart, but I just thank goodness that it wasn't worse than it already was. But anyway, we like to try and stay on top of these things here on KFOX, the Astrology Hour. Okay, welcome to the show, and I want to talk about karma today, because so many people are excited about karma. They're interested in it. And it seems to be an issue that's always popping up, and especially in these tough times, there's something going on in this planet. There's definitely something going down on this planet. We had the Hurricane Hugo. I think there's another hurricane. All these people homeless. Now we've had a quake in San Francisco during the World Series. They just launched the space shuttle up there with a plutonium bomb headed for Jupiter. And, you know, these transits that are happening right now are not minor. They are extremely significant. The stock market crashed. And frankly, what I think we're seeing is symptoms of what's about to happen. Now, I'm not a doomsday prophet, and I'm not a negative thinker, but I am the type of guy like the little rabbit in Watership Down who might get out of the hollow or off the land before they dig it up with the big tractors and stuff. So I think it's in my position to prepare people, especially that listen to this show, that something major is going on, more than just a moon wobble or more than just a Mercury retrograde or a void course moon. The Jupiter-Saturn opposition and the Jupiter-Neptune opposition, and very shortly the Jupiter-Uranus opposition, because Jupiter's going to go retrograde and Uranus is going to move up to 6, 7, and 8 Capricorn, is the type of effect that could change life as we know it on this planet. I want to be totally frank and honest with you. This is not the time to really, I'm not trying to tell people they shouldn't buy houses or real estate or they shouldn't invest in stocks or bonds, but frankly, when we're dealing with such planets like Jupiter, like Saturn, like Uranus and Neptune, the four largest planets, we are talking about institutions that we are used to having the bottom pulled out of them, okay? And that is why one wonders, you know, like you hear talk like real estate is something you can buy, you can hold on to, and it's always going to improve. You hear things like it's safe to live on the coast, or you hear weird things that people talk about, and people will talk. And like, it's nice to visit Hawaii on vacation, Honolulu, December 7th, 1941, too, right? But the point is that these astrological transits are not just transits that affect you on an individual basis. Definitely, if you were born in the 50s, and if you have any cardinals within, I'd say 5 to 12 degrees, meaning Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, and Libra planets, then you would be in the middle of a big karmic vortex right now. And those of you that have these cardinals in your chart between 5 and 15, all I can say is it's best to brace yourself and try to keep things going in an even keel. In other words, when you have a midlife crisis or when you have a Saturn return, that's one thing. Because hopefully you will not do anything impulsively or erratically. Sometimes people tell me things that can be a destiny fork. Like if somebody works for you and all of a sudden they tell you they might be leaving, well, that's a destiny fork because that means that there's a whole new situation coming into one's life. Or if someone's in a relationship and they tell you they might be going, that's a destiny fork because that means you're at a fork in the path of your life where your life could go either one way or the other. See, and these particular aspects that are going on with Jupiter in opposition to the largest planets, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, I want you to know that this is really a time in the world for you to sort of be cautious and be protective of you and yours and also proceed in your life without too much of a risk or a gamble. I firmly feel that this nation is in a big depression right now and there is a big cover-up that's going on, obviously because there are millions of people starving and homeless and out of jobs and hurting to make the bills. And everybody's overextended on their credit. A lot of people are buying stocks on margin. And if the market crashes any more, then we're going to have a similar situation that we had in the 30s with all these bank foreclosures already that's going on, these bank closures. I think that Americans are so stoned on television and movies and everything else, sugar and soda and coffee and nicotine and cocaine or whatever, that most of us that have anything are into a denial mode, okay? And we are sort of sitting here denying that anything is wrong. But the truth of the matter is that we have an outstanding opportunity right now to embrace our lives for what they are, to zero in on the karma that we are being shown on an individual level, because somewhere in your life there is something that makes your life stressful. Somehow, some way, there are other things in your life that allow you to be more comfortable. If you have a nice job, if you have good health, if you got a car, you have health insurance, auto insurance, you get your rent paid every month, you have food on the table, maybe you have a nice pet, hey, you got things to be thankful for. You know, there are people out there with nothing right now, zero, absolutely nothing. There are other people out there that are jealous of those that have worked hard to create things in their lives. There's a lot of fighting going on. There's a lot of karma going on out there, and we're just starting to get in the middle of it. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. When I took a look at these transits, and the reason why this topic is called the end of karma is because what I feel is going to happen to this planet in the next 6 months on an individual basis and on a worldwide basis is that I would say half of this planet is going to let go of everything that's going on in their lives right now, totally. Whether they do it by voluntarily or whether they're forced to, I am telling you that I firmly believe that life as we know it for half this planet will change radically in the next 6 to 9 months. And that means you. Now, you know, obviously, isn't it heavy that all these kids, and I call them kids because I'm 41, right? All these kids that are turning 30, that are going in their Saturn returns, where do you think Saturn is? It's in Capricorn, the sign of career. So a very frustrated group of people, a very frustrated generation of people that are turning 30 right now, that are confronted with their own karma right now, during this Jupiter-Saturn opposition, are not only having Saturn returns, they got a Jupiter opposition and a Uranus-Neptune conjunction to boot. So we are talking pain and suffering, and obviously the job market is really weird right now. So you find a lot of people that are turning 30 are freaking out because they don't have enough money to live by. They're probably jealous of all the success around them. They're suffering because of it. And they're probably taking whatever they do have for granted. And we are talking, here's some critical points, okay? The Capricorn transits. The sun will be going into Capricorn. But we'll get Mercury going into Capricorn in December and January. They're going to be conjunct the Capricorn stellium and opposed Jupiter too. We got Venus in Capricorn in November during the moon wobble. And then we have another aspect going on, the Aries transits, the next cardinal sign. So we can expect a lot more T-squares going on when Jupiter's retrograde opposed Uranus at that point. And Sun, Mercury, Venus will all go into Aries and quadruple T-square that. So, you know, we're going through the cardinal shift now. There's another one December and January. There's another one March and April. And frankly, I would not like to live back east during these transits, because I would hate to predict the worst winter in the history of America, but you got to believe the way the weather is acting now and the way the earth is acting now, that some of the karma that is coming down right now is so thick, it is so intense, that a lot of people are suffering from it. Now, what is karma? Karma happens when you take this dimension personal. That means that if there's anything in your life outside of your spirit that you value, no matter what it is, your parents, your children, your relatives, your friends, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your pets, your house, your home, your car, your business, your career, money, any of that, that's karmic. You know why? Because everything in this dimension is an illusion. It is not real. It is temporary. It is a sophisticated projection created by this wondrous universe to teach us, to help us evolve and to test us. So whatever it is that people value, like all those expensive homes in San Francisco and all those expensive homes in during the Hurricane Hugo and those businesses and just all kinds of things, like we talked about people investing big money in Porsches and Mercedes and Rolls Royces and boats and planes. Suddenly they're finding the market is real soft, and real estate, they can't, and they're trying to turn this stuff around, and real estate is not selling suddenly. Boats and planes are not selling, and houses and cars are not selling. And we're starting to find out that people with big ideas and big dreams and big goals and big needs for fame and success are suffering because the things they thought would be lucrative for them and prosperous for them is not working. It's turning against them and becoming a big pain and a responsibility. Well, that's what this transit's all about. So like Saturn is the planet of karma. And when you have Jupiter opposition to Saturn, a lot of things are going to be taken away from a lot of people. That is why you must embrace and nourish whatever you do have if it's good. If you're getting a paycheck every week, if you got your health, okay, and oh, people are saying I'm being negative. I got a complaint. Well, if people think I'm being negative, then tune into every radio and TV station in Los Angeles and see what's in the news. Do you expect me to tell everyone that the world is going to be a happy place if I sense that we are dealing with a problem right now that's confronting us that we all must face up to? Hey, listen, I'm not trying to be negative to anyone here. You know, I'm the most positive person you'll ever meet, and I'm going to survive. And the point of this topic is not to freak you out and not to put you down, because I am at bliss with spirit and with myself. That's what the whole point of the show is. You know, this is not negative. If you are somebody that's into the material world, that's your problem. You know, I'm not. You know, I am into spiritual priorities and trying to overcome karma. But when I start seeing death and destruction and bloodshed in the news, in the newspapers, hey, it's not me that's being negative. This is what's happening here. You can just reach over and turn off your radio right now and tune out if you don't like it. I respect you for that. No problem. You're not being held at gunpoint to listen to this show. It's still a free country. And if people don't like the way I present my topics, I'm fine. Somebody called up and complained I was being too negative. I'm sorry. You know, I got to call the transits as I see them. I got people in my life. I got a friend whose father just died, and his mother just had a bypass surgery. And I got other people out there that I know that are unemployed and have no money and no job coming up. And this is reality. What are we supposed to do? Turn the other cheek on people that are hurting? I mean, some people cannot face up to the reality of what life is all about. So that way, if they don't recognize some of the horror on this planet, then they ignore it. And if you think that's being negative, maybe you're not humanitarian. Maybe you're somebody that should probably live in a rose-colored house, a glass house in a rose-colored garden, and play with your flowers and don't pay any attention. You know, but that's karma, because an earthquake may come and shatter your glass house. Hey, I'm not somebody that's trying to dwell on negatives. What I'm trying to do is telling you astrologically what some of the transits are. If some of you out there think I'm being negative, then I would love to have you call me right now and tell me on the air. Don't be somebody that would be frightened to confront me and give me your opinions, because a lot of people out there do not enjoy life, and a lot of people out there are having trouble, and a lot of people out there are suffering and miserable and dying and sick. And that's not my fault. I think one of the reasons why I'm here is to try to help turn that around. But to turn anything around, you must identify the problem to resolve it. Don't you get my point? Well, you know, I'm sorry if I'm coming across too negative. Do you want me to talk like Donald Duck? Okay. My name's Donald Duck. Maybe we should make this the Farley Malarus Comedy Hour. And then, God forbid, if a major quake should hit Los Angeles, everyone will say, well, Farley, why didn't you tell us? Well, I'm telling you, there's a quadruple T-square going on right now, and it's a little scary. It is. Astrologically, it's a little scary, and it could mean the change to society as we know it. You know what? I'm not afraid of that. That's not negative to me. If you think I'm totally happy with the way the world is right now, you're wrong. I'm not. I would like to see massive changes on this planet. As far as I'm concerned, if there were major holocausts and catastrophes on this planet, I would survive. And maybe some of the hypocrisy would be wiped away. Hey, if that's God's will, that's God's will, you know. I'm just going to do my thing. But at the same time, I am going to be aware of the energy that is affecting this planet that is incorporating these changes. How are you supposed to be positive a week or two prior to the evaporation of the civilization of Atlantis? You know, a lot of people back then were into denial, too. They were saying, keep positive, stay alert, stay loving, say a prayer, hold hands across the world and everything, and it'll be all right. Meanwhile, we're sending these huge weapons out to planets in our solar system, you know, like the space shuttle. We're being hit with natural catastrophes. The signs are everywhere. You can call it biblical prophecy or whatever, but the world is going through massive changes right now. Massive. Critical changes. And I think I'm in a position here to let you know metaphysically what I feel is going on. Unlike other radio stations and TV stations that you'll tune into, and they'll say, well, the Bay Bridge is down, the Bay Bridge is down, 200 people are dead, 200 people are dead, Bay Bridge is down. Over and over again, you hear the same thing. A lot of us like to try and figure out why. What is happening? What is going on? And that's the kind of guy I am. You know, the type of guy I like to figure things out. When I see things happen like that, and I see my brothers and sisters killed or suffering, I can feel their pain. You know, you're supposed to be in denial and forget about that stuff. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't do it. I guess I'm too compassionate to do that. But it bugs me. And notice that baseball's not the issue here. No one cares about the World Series anymore. And we had a catastrophe up there in that city there. It was a holocaust. Terrible. And, you know, it's just, I just like to present my opinion the way I see it. I think that we're in a period in Earth history right now that our priorities, what we think are important now, like you think right now that your career and your little bitty relationships and your money are so important. What if I told you 5 years from now that careers would be unlike anything you could ever imagine? which meant that if you were a doctor, it wouldn't mean beans. You might need to be a healer or a holistic practitioner to make it. Or what if I told you if you were a lawyer, there was no more legal system as we knew it? You'd be unemployed. Or what if I told you that no longer would we need anybody to work in defense industries? How many people are employed by defense industries? And what if I told you that relationships would not be any way we think they are right now? Relationships will change the way we know it. In fact, as much worrying as we do with relationships right now, I kind of tend to think in the next 3 to 5 years that the entire structure of how we view love and marriage and human relationships can change dramatically so. And the whole barter, the entire economic structure of the planet, what if it went a total reversal? What if the dollar was worth zip? What if gold was worth zippo? What if the only thing that was worth anything was water and food and clothing and shelter? And people say, don't be negative, Farley. Well, I'm not being negative. I am telling you what the age of Aquarius is all about. And in order for us to step into the light and leave this barbaric era on Earth, there's going to be some major changes going on. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be honest with you the way I feel. I have been a survivalist much of my life. I have been one bred through the generations, a lineage of ancestors who have always fled catastrophes and sought sanctuary. You know, my grandfather Meyer, Maloris, and Wolf Cutler were people that left Russia and came to America under the communist regime because they wanted to take their families to somewhere safe and peaceful. And prior to that, they left the Middle East. And prior to that, they left many parts of the world. So this is in my blood to kind of be aware when maybe danger or changes are approaching. I don't think that's being negative. You know, I feel sorry. If you just bought a house in Southern California for $300,000, congratulations. I'm not saying I think that it's worth it, but I would say that during a period with Jupiter opposed Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, which is the most severe transit of the entire millennium, I'd say a 1,000-year period, that Jupiter opposition to Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune is the most significant planetary transit we have seen, bar none. You got the two biggest planets opposite each other right now, with Uranus and Neptune to boot, and other planets in Aries and Libra triggering T-squares all the time, that people are experiencing drastic change. I never thought I would see people not care about baseball. And yesterday, there were 60,000 people at Candlestick Park, and they went home. And they just were happy to go home. They did not give a darn about a baseball game at all, especially the most important baseball game of the year. Somebody told me years ago, 10 years ago, that something would happen one day that where people would turn the other cheek at something that they would ordinarily see as important, like the World Series. Isn't it ironic that the one place for this to happen would be right in the middle of the World Series, and it had to be in the San Francisco area because the two teams in the San Francisco area, Oakland and San Francisco, ended up winning the championship. And if you wondered about the Nostradamus prediction, I think that was it. I think that quake right there was a little bit delayed, but I think if you wanted to fulfill that prediction, that was it. Anyway, I'm interested in your response. If you think I'm being negative, then let me know. If you like the way I approach the show, then let me know. You know, you can make some of the people happy some of the time and some of the people happy all the time, but you can't make all the people happy all the time. You can't please them all. So I'm not here to try to live up to your expectations. I'm just here on Radio Free America doing the best I can to try to bring us some information. Anyway, we must have a big audience listening today because all the people have been freaking out over what's been going on in the world. I say, fasten your seatbelts, hang on, be a good observer, and survive. And don't worry, be happy. You know, the end of karma oftentimes means that when you let go of things that you love the most, that hurt you the most, sometimes you love to hate the people you love the most. You know what I mean? And the things you love the most, you also hate sometimes too. And it's funny how during these karmic periods, that's when they are taken from us. That's when they are removed from us. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I hope I didn't scare the hell out of everybody out there. I'm sorry. I'm not having a bad day. I'm just concerned about the planet. And this show is an open forum. And as an astrologer and a metaphysician, I feel it's my duty to let you know what I know. If I didn't tell you what I know, then what good would I be? There's so much of a cover-up going on in this planet as it is throughout its whole time, with the bacteriological warfare and the chemical warfare and the cobalt bomb experimentations and all this tragic nuclear stuff they're doing and what they're doing to the whales. There's so much of a cover-up that's going on that we do live in a cloud, a Piscean cloud that's evaporating slowly. This show is dedicated to open-mindedness and the search for further truth. I have a Scorpio moon, so sometimes I can be intense, but I'm not trying to hurt anybody or turn anybody off or put them down. I'll listen to the show afterwards and see how negative I was, if I was. But anyway, this show is an information center too, so sometimes information hurts. When I came to work this morning, there was a little dog in the street, and he was wandering in the middle of the street. And I had like 13 minutes to get to the station, and here was this little dog wandering in the street. And I thought to myself, my God, here's a little dog in the middle of the street, looks sick and tired and hungry and thirsty, and no one cares, and here I can't stop because I got to get to the station to do the show. And I thought, my God, you know, I almost thought that dog was the world. And I was able to find somebody to pick that puppy up and hold the dog until after my show, where I can go take it to the doctor and find out what's wrong with it and take care of it. You know, I wish that I could do that for all people and all animals on this planet. Because sometimes there's so much suffering that we forget. And we don't want to look at it. We prefer to sit in our little glass house and just meditate and pray. But sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you got to preserve your life and think about survival. Anyway, I'm crazy sometimes.